Governor Phil Scott says he's confident he'll be able to reach agreement with Democratic leaders in an upcoming special session over the issue of education spending. But Scott says raising property tax rates will definitely not be part of any agreement. VPR's Bob Kinzel reports on what that means for state budget negotiations.
If Governor Scott and Democratic leaders couldn't reach an agreement on statewide property taxes during the final days of the regular session, will they be able to find a compromise in an upcoming special session and avoid a shutdown of state government on July 1st? Scott says yes, because he believes lawmakers will come to understand the wisdom of his policies.
I'm confident that they will see the light. We can put this program together, this education plan, save money over the next 5 years, stabilize tax rates, and everybody wins.
Scott's plan is to use $58 million in one-time money to ensure there will be no increase in the statewide property tax rate for education next year. He's also backing a 5-year plan to reduce property taxes in the future by implementing larger student-to-staff ratios, a statewide teachers' health care contract, and changes to special education programs. The governor says he's willing to compromise over elements of his 5-year plan, but there's no way he'll accept an agreement that includes any increase in property tax rates.
They're not going to get to raise taxes. I think that's the bottom line. I'm not going to allow that to happen.
Scott hasn't changed his stance, and neither have lawmakers. Senate President Tim Ash argues there are better uses for the one-time money. He says taxpayers could save as much as $100 million over time if $35 million of the one-time money is used to meet obligations in the teachers' pension fund. And Ash says what the governor is doing is artificially supporting additional education spending.
The governor's approach, which is this non-negotiable trickery in an election year where you find one-time money to patch over a problem, only so that in the non-election year, people will have to pay the tab.
Ash says the legislative plan calls for a roughly 2% increase in the statewide property tax rate to reflect the small budget increases that were approved on town meeting day.
You know, school districts did precisely what they were asked to do, both by the legislature and the governor. So having the tax rate float up as the funding formula requires it to bring in the money to pay for what the voters wanted seems to be the appropriate thing to do.
Vermont must have a new budget in place by July 1st or risk shutting down parts of state government. To ward against that, in the final hours of the session on Saturday night, House Republicans backed a plan to adopt a continuing budget resolution in the event that the tax stalemate is not resolved. The proposal would keep state government open at current spending levels until an agreement is reached. It's a process that's been used many times in Congress in recent years. House Minority Leader Don Turner urged his colleagues to support the plan.
This is simply an insurance policy. Vermonters did not elect us to play games with important government services.
House Appropriations Chairwoman Kitty Toll strongly opposed the idea. She read from a letter that her committee had just received from State Treasurer Beth Pierce.
Regarding our governance and budget process, a lack of a clear and sustainable budget would adversely affect us in respect to Wall Street, Office of the State Treasurer.
The amendment was defeated by a 2-to-1 margin in a vote that was largely along party lines. Only the governor has the authority to call a special legislative session. It's very likely that he'll do this once he's vetoed both the tax bill and next year's budget bill. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.